In the middle of the 17th century, when Dr. Doddridge lived at Northampton, there was a poor Irishman sentenced to be executed for sheep stealing. The cruelty of this decree stirred the sympathetic doctor to the depths of his heart. He felt there was insufficient proof of the man's guilt, and so he traveled many miles, toiled and tried hard to get the man a reprieve, but his efforts were unavailing. The man was hanged. Dr. Doddridge had pleaded with all the eloquence and feeling of his soul, but all to no avail. Only the prisoner seemed moved by the earnest arguments of the ardent intercessor. Because of the harshness of the law, the poor trembling Irishman was sentenced to death for stealing one sheep. It almost broke the doctor's heart. The road to the execution led the convict past the house in which his would-be deliverer resided. The good doctor could not bear to see that sad procession pass his home, so he hid himself in his bedroom, where he poured out his grief into the ear of his God. On reaching the place, the prisoner persuaded the sheriff to stop the cart close to the gate of the doctor's residence. Kneeling down, he exclaimed, "God bless you, Dr. Doddridge. Every vein in my heart loves you. Every drop of my blood loves you, for you tried to save every drop of it." Although the gracious doctor tried long and often to deliver the condemned man from death, sad to say, he was unable to do so. Today, I know of a deliverer who has successfully procured deliverance for those who are condemned already. You and I were the condemned. The strong deliverer is the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to procure our release from sin's bondage and eternal judgment. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So we read in John 3, verses 17 and 18. Listening friend, may I ask you a very personal question? Have you ever accepted as your deliverer from the coming wrath, from the impending judgment? Have you ever received the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior? If not, why not believe on him right now to the eternal salvation of your soul? For as many as received him, to them gives he the power to become the sons of God, even to those who will believe on his name. Trust the Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says you'll be saved, for he that has the Son has life. Those who have not the Son of God have not life. These things, John tells us, are written, that ye who believe on the name of the Son of God may know that you have eternal life. Friend of mine, you can know today about the salvation, the deliverance that God provided for you through the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Will you prepare to meet God? Trust him today and be prepared for all eternity.